Street Talk Live. We launch into hour number two. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there. Totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, at the end of last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we had Gavin on the line, and I believe he is still with us. Gavin, in the United Kingdom, had brought up a case of a man in the UK who allegedly murdered a handful of prostitutes, and, of course, now standing trial. People, as usual, when it comes to these cases, are rattling the saber for the death penalty. And, Gavin, you were going to tell us why you thought the death penalty is a horrible idea.
Yes, well, I mean, he's actually been found guilty, and of course it's members of the families of the prostitutes that are calling for the death penalty. But the reason why, of course, the death penalty is a bad idea is that, you know, on occasions people are innocent. And,
right.
You know, and so, you know, it's not a good thing if once they're dead, they are found to be innocent. But not just that, how is it a moral thing for us to endorse the state to kill people on our behalf? I mean, if I found somebody fiddling with my child or, you know, beating up somebody in the street, then yes, I should have the right as an individual to go and maybe cave their head in. But I'm never going to give the state that authority because, of course, if you give them that authority, they're going to come back to you perhaps one day and start caving your head in. That's one of the key problems we've got. This whole death sentence, you know, state endorsed, you know, death sentence philosophy that we got. And we don't.
Those are the two reasons that I oppose the death penalty too, Gavin. Since 1971 here in America, 120 plus inmates have been released from death row, and I don't mean have their sentences commuted to life. I mean they were released, and now that says to me that some of those men were innocent. And if we released some innocent men from death row because we sentenced them there, then it also means to me that there's a very, very, very high chance that we have executed men that didn't actually kill someone or didn't kill the person that they were convicted of killing. And so the question one has to ask oneself at that point is how many innocent men are you willing to execute in order to keep around this really great death penalty thing that we've got? Other question the other point you brought up, which I totally agree with, is do we really want a government that you know, is legally endowed to be able to kill its citizens? Should governments be killing you know, their
people
subjects?
It's supposed to protect?
I don't think so.
No. And the problem is the government doesn't allow us the right to fight back. You know, if as I say, if my child was being attacked or being fiddled with by a paedophile, I mean, you know, it's paedophile
right.
hysteria that is around us. But, you know, if my child was being attacked or my partner was being attacked, if I attacked the aggressor of my members of my family or somebody broke into my home, I then have to bend over backwards to prove my innocence and so on. And this is where the inequality is, you know, where the state thinks we're some sort of, you know, subservient morons, if you like, who have no nous to be able to defend ourselves. But
right.
it also highlights another hypocrisy, is that, you know, surely if a society is going to allow the death penalty when it comes to criminals, why shouldn't they, on the other hand, allow euthanasia when it comes to people who are really, really sick or frankly have had enough with life, to just do their own, you know, do away with their own lives?
You're talking about people terminal illnesses killing themselves.
Well, I'm talking about anybody, because if you look at property rights, you know, the ultimate property right is one's being, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One's own
sure.
body.
It's your
right?
body.
It's your body. So therefore, if you feel that, well, I'm really, really sick, you know, I've got multiple sclerosis or whatever, you know, any illness, I've had enough. Or indeed, you know, you may be a 30-year-old like me, and, you know, perfectly healthy, and you just may wake up one day and think, do you know what, I think this life's rubbish, right? And you should have the right to just go down to the clinic, pay your dues and say, right, there you go, do me away. It's because ultimately your body is your property. It's your property. But
right.
The problem is that the same people who argue for the death penalty are often the ones who say, well, no, we shouldn't believe that, that people should have the right to kill themselves.
You know, you're right about that. Absolutely.
And that's the problem. And one of the things that, I mean, as I say, there was a BBC program, and it's available on Google Video, on how to kill a human being. And
what does that mean, how to kill a human being?
Well, it's a kind of an ethical way to kill a human being. So unlike the electric chair, where people often aren't killed in the first instance, or hanging, you know, where people's heads are often ripped off,
mm-hmm.
and the lethal injection where people are suffering pain. One thing they found that was the best way to kill a human being...
Let me make a guess. The yep. guillotine.
No.
Really?
Hypoxia.
What's that?
That's basically... What they do is they put you in a chamber, and they take the air out slowly, or you know, it's effectively... It's either taking the air out slowly or putting you up to a high altitude. But they found that if you introduce nitrogen into a chamber,
mm-hmm.
you start to exhibit euphoria. You start to be happy, and you don't realize that you're actually dying. And one of the things that really disturbed me about this program was that there was an American professor who's in favor of the death penalty who said that, well... The death penalty should be to punish the people that you are going to kill, you know, the convicts and so on.
Right.
And my argument is that, well, you know, why should we bring ourselves down as human beings to their level
exactly.
as a society?
Right. You know, two wrongs don't make a right.
And exactly. this is the part that I don't understand. Now, I spent 9 years in prison, and I have a pretty good idea of that of which I speak here. Yeah, a life on death row, because as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't give a prohibition to putting a guy in a cell and leaving him there if he's been convicted of murder, as long as you feed him and that kind of thing.
Mm.
Life on death row has got to stink a lot worse
far
than killing someone.
Far more punishment than just a few instants, you know, a few moments or a few seconds of pain.
And it's significantly cheaper. Those people that believe that you spend, oh, you can't spend all that money keeping him in jail, they just don't understand how much it costs to kill somebody from the from a, you know, a court standpoint. They get all these mandatory appeals and all that other stuff. It costs millions to kill somebody. It costs hundreds of thousands to keep them in prison for the
Gavin, great right? call tonight, dude. Thank you for making it, sir. 800-259-9231. If you want to comment on the death penalty, you're certainly welcome to do so. Perhaps you are an advocate. And you can answer Mark's question. The question is, how many innocent people are you willing to kill in order to keep your precious death penalty around?
Right, because it doesn't make me feel bad that, you know, some of these guys are, you know, these guilty guys are getting killed. I have a very difficult time feeling bad for them. I was in prison with a guy named Mark Dean Schwab. You can look him up on the internet. He killed a little boy named Juni Rios Martinez. But I was in prison with him before he did it, and he was in for essentially the same thing, diddling little boys and then, you know, and brutalizing them.
Jeez.
And they let him out, and he did it again. And he actually spoke via telephone with one of the convicts who was his friend and essentially admitted that he had done it. And the convict told me that he did. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if Mark Dean Schwab gets a death penalty. I don't know if he got it or not. I don't know mm-hmm. whether, you know, where he is at this point. I haven't paid a lot of attention. But I don't care if he dies. What I care about is the innocent guy
right.
that's on death row that's going to get it. Now, he maybe has not lived an exemplary life, but that doesn't change the fact that...
He didn't commit the crime.
He may not have committed... If he didn't commit the crime for which he is accused, he should not be, you know, killed. And I just don't think the death penalty is so valuable that we need to keep it around because you can't undo it. If we find
all it does
if
is satisfy
on death row
loss.
For 25 years, we find out he didn't do it, we can at the very least let him go.
Yep.
And believe me, he'll be appreciative. But if we killed him, you can't do anything for him.
Nope.
You can't give him those 25 years back, but at least you can let him go.
I think that all the death penalty does for the people out there that are in favor of it is it just satisfies bloodlust.
I do. I understand that. I get that part. But can't they be? It seems to me that putting on someone in death row for the rest of their life is punishment far worse.
1-800-259-9231. You can weigh in. Frank in Oregon's on the line. We'll talk to him. Your calls as well about whatever you want to discuss. If you make the call, 800-259-9231. Also on the way. One guy says the police used way too much force when his wife was having a bit of a problem.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include, by the way, the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. You can check out this amazing doctor-recommended product by going to ftldiscount.com. There's real testimonials there, and you can find out how to order. It's FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. Still to come, another story about the police just going way overboard, completely unnecessarily. But first, we are going to go to your phone calls here as soon as my call screening software works. There we go. It's Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Frank, Oregon? Going once?
The Wednesday show where you, Ian, were saying that the Ron Paul March on Washington is totally pointless, it'll have no effect, and that people should join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, and that'll be a much better use of their time, which I would generally agree with you. However, are you aware of the civil rights movement in America?
Yes.
And the successes that they had from a simple march? I mean, if you look at Martin Luther King's speech, it's one of the most recognized speeches in all of American history, and that occurred as a march in Washington. Then you have, the Brown versus Board of Education. You have the Montgomery bus boycott, the National Voting Rights Act, Civil Rights Act. I mean, Freedom Summer, the Selma to Montgomery marches. All these led in landmark decisions that started because a bunch of people got together and just wanted to be heard. And that's a real change that happened. And if you compare that to the record of the Free State Project, in 8 years, the Free State Project accomplishments and statistics are the 20K goal was not reached at the end of 1206.
Mm-hmm.
There's 8,200 signers, 518 verified movers. That makes about 64 movers a year. And if you subtract the amount of people already in the state, that
makes
about
32 people. Well, they didn't even. There's 64 movers a year is inaccurate, but go on with the rest of your stuff.
Okay. So in response, the Free State Project creates the first 1,000 project, and they did meet that pledge goal. At the current sign-up rate, the Free State Project will reach 20,000 people in about 10 to 12 years. If you look at their media page, they have 295 articles since 2001, so that's about 36 news pieces a year. And most of the articles are local New Hampshire papers, not even national news.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up Free State Project as an exact phrase on Google, there's only 160,000 hits, not even a half million hits. And as far as I can tell, seems what happens in New Hampshire is a lot of the same activists get arrested. Nothing changes. The Free State Project member, Joel Winters, is the only one who's been elected state rep. But
now, are you new to the Free State Project? Sounds like you've done a lot of research, but are you new to
the idea? I am not new to the Free State Project. I'm comparing.
Okay, well, then I'm surprised that you've avoided mentioning the fact that the Free State Project has barely even scratched the surface as far as in that it is only just beginning. So, of course, there's not going to be a lot of results. Hardly anything has happened.
I would agree with you, but it's been 8 years, and all...
Well, no, it's only been a handful of years since the state was chosen, and only about a couple hundred people have actually moved in as early movers. So, really, the Free State Project hasn't even occurred yet. Right now, it's in the recruitment phase, and they have just this year, they've adjusted their statement of intent to where you don't have to wait for 20,000 anymore. They are encouraging people to come sooner rather than later. And of a few hundred people that have moved, the activism has been incredible. And it has been more than just a few people getting arrested. The fact is, the activism you don't see, that you don't hear about, is the lot of the political stuff that goes on is not really stuff that's being sung from the rooftops because it's not as exciting, it's not as sexy as somebody getting arrested. So, you're just not hearing about what's going on. And maybe it's because you're not listening to our show, because we talk about it a lot on Free Talk.
Well, I do listen to your show, and I am playing devil's advocate a little bit. I will make my intentions known, because the blanket statement that March on Washington will have no effect.
I didn't say it will have no effect. I said it will have virtually no effect. I think that it's good from a networking perspective. I think the people that are going to be there will feel good together, and that's nice. It's good to feel good about what you're doing. But as far as changing Washington is concerned, no, I don't believe it will have an effect there.
If you look at the bigger marches or the bigger movements that have started with marches, the civil rights movement is a perfect example of that. I mean, in just 3-4 years, they had landmark Supreme Court cases that fundamentally changed the country.
Yeah, but they did more than march. They did more than march. That's all. They did. There was civil disobedience involved there. How many of your Ron Paul activists are going to be civilly disobedient?
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but I mean,
well, right. There's no plans for that because it's hard to be civil disobedient. It actually requires some risk and putting something on the line, whereas standing around in the National Mall holding a sign doesn't.
Well, you just never know. I mean, who would have thought that 600 people walking in Selma, Alabama, would change the voting laws for, you know, racial equality? I mean, nobody thought that, but that's what happened. Or nobody thought that, you know, making a speech at the mall would lead to, you know, two landmark civil rights decisions at the Supreme Court level. I mean, to discount the activity without looking at the past history and the evidence is just premature. I mean, especially if you're comparing to something like the Free State Project, which, if you look at the inception of the project, has had as many years as the civil rights movement and has way less
success. Well, you're comparing apples to oranges. I mean, it's completely different, two completely different movements you're talking about, one of which, the Free State Project, requires a whole lot more effort to be placed in order to get involved. I mean, we're talking about people picking up their lives and moving from one point to another in order to advance
freedom. I think there's a lesson to be learned here. You know, rather than getting defensive about the Free State Project, I think that, there's the Free State Project's done some stuff and could be more successful than it is currently today. I'll give you both of those. And I think that it's also, I think it was rude and inconsiderate and short-sighted to just discount some people's activism, what they decide to do, going to Washington and marching. It may not be what you want to do, and you may, Ian, and it may not be, it may not work. It's easy to sit on the sidelines and say it's not going to work, because that a lot of people have sat on the sidelines while you've done activism
and said
it's not going to work.
I'm saying that based on, the history of people marching on Washington. It's historically been a very, very ineffective thing. It doesn't really do anything. It just makes you feel good, and that's fine, and that's what I said. You know, if that's what you want to go and do, if you've got the extra money and you've got the extra time, then go and blow it in Washington. But if you don't have a lot of money and you're going to spend your money on this, you should really seriously look at some other options, because it's just going to be throwing money down a rat hole.
See, now, that's the crux of the situation. That you just don't like the idea that it costs money to do it.
Well, it's money that could be spent better elsewhere. You could give that money to organizations that will actually make a difference with it. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
A difference in what way, though? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, this is just another avenue in all the Ron Paul stuff that's going on. I mean, just the year that's gone by that the Ron Paul campaign has really taken off. I mean, you've seen Ron Paul, I mean, talking on MTV about Austrian economics. I mean, that's unprecedented in the last 30 years of this country during a presidential campaign. And it's just another thing that people can do, and to discount it as being totally ineffective is...
No, I told you it's next to completely ineffective. It's almost completely ineffective. And thank you for the call tonight.
You need to back off this one, Ian.
800-259-9231. No, I stand by it. It's a waste of time, it's a waste of gas, and it's a waste of money. You're not going to get anything out of it besides a good feeling. And if that's what you're looking for and you're willing to spend hundreds of dollars to get it, by all means, do it. Drug users do it every day of the week.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The wise men had the North Star, Dorothy the yellow brick road. But like Jedi Obi-Wan Kenobi, you have an automotive force that helps you find your way. When I return, I'll enlighten you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Though the sun does a great job all day, during its nighttime sabbatical, your vehicle's headlights illuminate your way. And this force has gone high-tech. Bosch's Adaptive Lighting Directional Headlamp System monitors vehicle speed, steering angle, and acceleration to anticipate the road ahead. It then continually adjusts headlamp patterns accordingly, switching combinations of 7 different lighting elements inside the lamp so you can see more clearly and drive more safely. Hey, who says there's nothing new under the sun? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include all kinds of neat things like the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, downloadable for free. There's no logging in. You don't have to jump through any hoops. Just go and get them on us, freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. $10. That's actually more than 10%.
Depending.
LegalZoom.com. All right, I want to go back and continue to address the last call that we had because apparently, you know, you question one of the things that the Ron Paul Revolution folks are doing and all of a sudden they come down hard, and that's fine. I was looking at what the chat room was saying about it over the break. And they were pointing out, one of the guys in there pointed out that learning, that this activism basically is like learning to walk, that activism is learning to walk, in that you're going to make some mistakes. But the thing is, a lot of people have already made the same mistakes in the past, and so if you pay attention, hopefully you can learn from those mistakes, but that's not going to prevent people from continuing to make those same mistakes in the future. And it is my supposition, or contention, rather, that this particular march on Washington is going to have no real tangible benefit beyond making the marchers feel like they're doing something important. And I would love to be proven wrong on this. I mean, I'm an open-minded kind of guy. It's certainly possible that this could make a difference. But what I'd like to know is, what do you expect to happen as a result of this march? What are the goals of marching on Washington? I've read the websites, Tax Day 08, and actually I'm not sure if Ron Paul's even going to be involved in this particular march. I think it's just something that the supporters are organizing. Maybe they'll get him to come out to it. I don't know. But it's going to be happening across the country. So it won't just be in D.C. It'll be at the various different Federal Reserve Bank locations across the country. It's also going to be in state capitals across the country as well. So not everybody's going to go to Washington, D.C. And I think that's good because that means people will spend less on this particular incursion. But what is it that you're looking to accomplish? I mean, it would seem that one of the major things would be press coverage, right? You're hoping that you have a march and therefore the press will come in and give you free coverage for your ideas. Well, okay, let's say you get the press out there. There's a chance you're going to be able to get the press to come out to cover a march, especially if there are a bunch of people at it. I mean, and, you know, it's certainly if you're going to be doing it in state capitals where the TV stations are probably looking for things to cover. So it'll probably be easier to get the press to come out to some of the more local marches than maybe it would even be in Washington, D.C., because they're used to seeing marches in D.C. Marches don't happen so often in Tallahassee or, you know, Concord, New Hampshire. They don't happen so often there. So it's actually probably more newsworthy to have a march happen outside of Washington, D.C. than actually in it. But let's presume the press does come out and, you know, they pull you aside and they interview you and you feel like the interview went really well. You got to talk about ending the income tax because they're having it on April 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
The purpose is to end the income tax and end the Federal Reserve. So you talked for a little while about ending the income tax and ending the Federal Reserve. And, well, it turns out that, you know, on the evening news that night, they mentioned the march briefly. They, as they always do, Mark, they undercut the estimated number of people. You know, if there were 5,000 people there, they'll report 500 people attending. So that'll disappoint you. And then you'll be disappointed again when they cut out all, you know, 99% of your interview and give you a 15-second soundbite, where you don't have any chance to really talk about the meat of the issue, where maybe they'll just quote you on saying, "We're against the income tax," and then they'll cut to, you know, the next story.
And that's it. Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you get. You'll be lucky if, you know, a few signs get flashed up with websites, and maybe there's a chance that a few people watching the television show, which, of course, remember, TV news, not generally watched by young people, and isn't that who you want to reach out to, young people? But maybe there's a slight chance that someone will see your website URL and go and visit it. Okay, so there you go. You've won. There's one person that went to your website or a handful of people that were driven to your website as a result of that. Again, I'm not going to stop you from doing it. I can't. I would never stop you. Go ahead. Do all the marching you want to do. I just don't think it's really a worthwhile thing, especially in Washington, D.C.
I do get the impression that the powers that be in Washington, D.C. sort of feel like, you know, protest all you want, peons, just keep paying your taxes.
That's the thing. You know, you have to wonder how many of these protesters and these people that are marching that are saying, "That's right, bring down the IRS, abolish the Federal Reserve. We're marching today to show these politicians in Washington we're serious about change. We're serious about ending the income tax." And then you go, you know, and file your taxes. Or probably most of them have already filed their taxes, like good, obedient little slaves. And as long as you keep following their rules, they, you know, they're not going to change anything. Yep. So why don't you have an anti-tax march where person after person...
It's sort of analogous to, you know, the master allowing the slaves to protest all they wish as long as they go out and pick the cotton.
Exactly. Why don't, instead of that, why don't you make a spectacle? Why don't you have a fire where people toss their tax forms in and set them on fire? How about that one?
Well, there's probably you probably get an arson charge, I'm sure.
Right. Illegal fire charge or whatever. Fire without a permit charge. Of course, many of these people that are organizing these protests, I wonder how many of them will be asking the government for permission to protest. How many of them will be asking for permission to utilize whatever it is the area that they're going to be in for their protest purposes? Doesn't that defeat the purpose, too?
If the Constitution I read, you have the right to peaceably assemble, and therefore, if you have the right, you don't need a permit.
So what are you looking to accomplish with this? If you're looking to bring attention to your issues, that is, abolishing the IRS and the Federal Reserve, you can tell by how the media has ignored Ron Paul so far, you can tell that they're not going to give you very much coverage. I mean, what do you think? that just because 100,000 people are marching in Washington, D.C. is all of a sudden going to change the priorities of the news editors around the country? Whoa! These Ron Paul people are serious now. They're in Washington, D.C. They already know you're a force to be reckoned with. You're filling their email boxes and their voicemail systems with phone calls and emails. They know the Ron Paul, you know, revolution is certainly a force to be reckoned with, but they're not paying much attention to you anyway. So what else could that, what, I mean, help me brainstorm here, Mark. What else could you possibly expect to happen as a result of this march? Outreach?
I guess you could assume that, well, I don't know. I mean, there were some successes from the civil rights marches on Washington. It seems to me that those, they are singular in their success, and the time really was, had come for that. I'm not sure the time has come that Americans are ready to look at freedom. You know, most people don't believe in freedom. They simply don't. They believe that, you know, in freedom except. And
I wish I knew more about the civil rights march.
I think most Americans were ready to, you know, believe that the blacks should be treated exactly the same as whites at that point.
I'd like to say I wish I knew more about the civil rights movement at that time and what different tactics they were employing.
Well, I can tell you that there was a threat of violence on the other side of it. There was, you know, at the same time, there was the civil rights movement that was all peaceful and civil disobedience. There were the Black Panthers out there blowing crap, killing people and setting things on fire.
Hmm.
So there was a threat of violence at the same time. It's like, listen to these peaceful people because there's the violent people out there, too.
Mm.
And I'm not advocating violence.
No,
I'm just saying that, you know, that's one of the things that gets left out of the, you know, the mention of the peace movement.
And again, I do know there was a civil disobedience component. I don't know if most of the disobedience came before or after the marches or what the time frame was. So if you can help enlighten me on that, I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But the history of it has been very ineffective. If you're looking for news coverage, that's not going to get you very much,
well,
if any at all.
A lot of the civil disobedience that came in was like, you know, black people going into white restaurants, black people, you know, using white things, things that were separated in the South. And really, the only way you can civilly disobey effectively here is define the way that you don't feel freedom exists, and I feel it rests firmly in taxes, you know, and then not comply. Now, I'll admit to you, I'm scared to death to go into prison. I pay my taxes for the very reason that I don't want to go to prison.
Right, but if you can get 100,000 people out to march, why can't you get the same 100,000 and not pay taxes? That's what you should focus on, is disobeying these asinine laws.
I might go march. I'm not, you know, I don't know today whether I'm ready to stop paying taxes.
Are you expecting the politicians to change things because you're out in the streets? I just don't believe that will. I mean, I'll eat my words if something happens.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and help support Free Talk Live, shop at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Buy all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, from T-shirts to hats to hoodies and more. DVD classic archive collector sets going all the way back to the very first show. Head on over there, store.freetalklive.com. So, again, still talking about this concept, the idea. TaxDay08.com is the website. They're promoting that people go to Washington, D.C. to protest against taxes, to show them you're serious. You're serious, Americans. You're tired of these taxes and Federal Reserve notes. And you're going to keep paying them because you're a good little citizen, but you're tired of it and you're angry. And I just wonder, what are the goals of this? I can see this as being something worth doing if it's your state capital, where it'll only take you maybe a couple hours to drive up there. It's not going to be a huge investment. You're not going to need to spend a night in a hotel room. You're not going to need to lay out a few $100 in an airplane trip to get to where you need to go. I could see a protest, because I've done protests. I've done sign wavings before, and for the most part, they haven't really done anything, but it's something to do, and it's something fun to get together with the activists with.
Well,
so
I'd say that largely that's true with most civil disobedience and most protests, that that what they accomplish is difficult to see or quantify. I would say that I'd also like to see more civil disobedience, more protests, even if they don't bring about a great deal of of anything, but just simply because they give other people courage. I agree with you that there are more effective and less effective protests out there. When it comes down to the more effective ones, I'm scared to do them because I know that they throw people in jail for the ones that I believe are most effective.
Right.
Which are, withholding your taxes, not registering, with them to be counted and all that other stuff. But, I know what happens to those people.
1-800-259-9231. So I'm throwing it out there. Look, I will eat my words if it turns out that something tangible happens as a result of this Tax Day 08 protest. I will be happily the first person to say, you know what, I was wrong about this. It really was worth all the money and time and effort everyone put into it. Congratulations, guys. So I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But looking at the history, It's easy for me to be pessimistic about this one. And I think that you'll probably see, here's my prediction, you'll see more, if anything, from the local versions of this this protest. You'll see more media coverage from the local versions than you will in Washington, D.C. That's my prediction. Let's go to your phone calls. Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. I got a hold of Obama's people, and they had no idea that voter fraud was going on. No idea
really?
Whatsoever.
Well, yep. That's surprising. Wasn't there a news article recently saying that he didn't get any votes in certain areas of New York? You would think that his campaign would be aware of that.
They said they weren't aware of it, and I said, anyway, they're going to have somebody call me back. And I found out he's related to the president, plus Cheney.
Who?
Obama is related to President Bush and Cheney.
Oh, Cheney, okay.
I get the impression that must be on his mother's side, right?
Yeah, he's related to both of them.
Amazing.
What other revelations do you have for us tonight, Paula?
Well, I called the U.S. Attorney General's office this afternoon again. I called him more than once, and I told him, I said, let me tell you something. I said, we have a constitution in this government. And I said, you have to follow the constitution. And I said, if you don't do your job about this voter fraud, I said, all of you are going to be in trouble. And it just
speaking of ineffective protests.
Well, this is and about the income tax. It's illegal. It was never ratified through Congress. It's not even part of our government.
Do you pay, Paula? Do you pay?
Huh?
Do you pay income taxes?
Nope.
Good for you. Thank you, Paula, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Now that's something that that makes a difference because you aren't feeding the beast. Well, you're not actively being a part of the evil that is the federal government. But of course, calling the attorney general and calling some political campaign. Talk about ineffective. Well, I'd say that's even more ineffective than standing around in Washington, D.C.
I'm not here to call Paula out or anything like that, but I've thought about myself. What would it be like if I stopped paying taxes? Well, I can tell you what it would be like. My wife would continue. You know, her income, my income is her income. So she's still going to have to claim whatever it is that I bring in.
Oh, really?
I mean, if we have a
to
mortgage.
The bank account?
Somehow or another.
Yeah.
If we have a mortgage, you know, she works a couple of hours a week just because she wants to get out of the house, that kind of thing. She can't make the mortgage payment that we have in order with that amount of money. So she's going to. She's going to, you know, there's going to be an incongruency there. Some IRS agent's going to go, hey, what's going on here? You're paying this big old mortgage. You don't even make that much in a month. So, you know, it's going to be very confusing. She's going to have to claim everything, and then I'm going to essentially be dodging the authorities here and there, and she's going to, you know.
Yeah, well, if you're not in it together,
it's really, yeah, it makes no sense to do it. So. It just, does Paula's husband pay then, I guess is the question.
Well, she's not here. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, so here's the story from Macon, Georgia, I believe. One East Macon family's 911 call went awry recently in a case where police are just calling it miscommunication. A husband, mistaken for an abuse suspect, tried to rush his sick wife to the hospital. He ended up being pulled out of his car by officers with their guns drawn at about 5 a.m. When Bridget Donahue, 45, awoke at her residence, she needed to use the restroom. While washing her hands, she glanced up at the mirror and discovered a reflection that horrified her. She said, my face was barely recognizable. My cheeks, jaws were all swelled up. My lips all cracked. My tongue was swelling by the second. I looked down and my arms and legs were swelling too. They got to be about the size of balloons, and I started to have difficulty breathing. Donahue was apparently in the initial stages of recovery from a surgical procedure on Monday and was having a severe allergic reaction to the pain medication.
Yeah, it sounds like allergic reaction.
Prescribed by her doctor. She says, I screamed so loud, everyone in the house woke up. At 5 a.m., a 911 dispatcher received the call, sent to 2528 Cumberland Drive. She said her body was swelling up, requested an ambulance. So the dispatcher reported the call to the ambulance dispatch office, and that apparently is a routine procedure. The dispatcher then called for an ambulance to the home. Minutes later, her mother, Cora Jordan, who was in the area to help care for her, also called 911 and asked for an ambulance, again reporting Donahue's swelling. And again, the 911 dispatcher transferred the call to the medical center. A third 911 call was made minutes later. Donahue's daughter, Brandy Jordan, made one of those calls, unsatisfied that nearly 10 minutes later, an ambulance had not yet arrived. She said that all I know is my mother is screaming, crying, and saying she feels like she's dying. The fact that no one had come to help didn't make any sense to us. And, of course, 10 minutes can seem like an eternity.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
something like that's happening.
The one thing that I, I've had emergency medical situations. I get the person in the car, and I drive them to the hospital.
Well, you'll see that's what they ended up trying to do here in a moment. It was during one of those calls that a dispatch operator at the medical center reported hearing yelling, possibly an argument in the background at the Donahue home. That dispatcher assumed that a domestic violence situation was occurring at the home and summoned police officers to the scene. Uh-oh. You know, when the cops arrive, bad things are going to happen. Unfortunately, that's just how it is more and more these days. And what was going on was the yelling in the background. It was just her mother yelling because she was freaking out. But they misinterpreted it.
She's turning into like the blueberry girl on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. Just keeps on blowing up and up and up, and they can't get an ambulance to
well,
come.
Well, guess who arrived first?
The cops. Of course, before the ambulance.
And apparently,
they called the ambulance more than 10 minutes before the police.
Apparently, her difficulty in breathing got worse. Family members then became frantic. The husband, Craig Donahue, said that's when the police showed up, just as we were backing out of the driveway to head to the hospital ourselves. So tired of waiting, they piled into the car to head out. At that time, the officers were dispatched, it's unsure who showed up. In the front yard of his well-kept home, officers told Craig Donahue to get out of his car and began to question him about the reported domestic incident. Says, I didn't know what they were talking about. My wife was sick, really sick.
Right,
we thought she was dying.
Take into consideration, they have no idea what this domestic incident is because the...
that's not what they reported.
Right, they didn't report it. No one said anything to them about it. The 911 operator decided it was a domestic incident because they heard yelling.
He says, I told them it wasn't domestic, it's a medical emergency. And that's when one of the family members approached an officer pleading to take her mother to the hospital, but she was then asked to step away. As Bridget Donahue screamed to her husband to help from the back seat of the car, he decided to drive away from the officers and head for the medical center. He didn't get far. Within seconds, squad cars surrounded his vehicle near the nearby intersection. Officers pulled guns on Donahue as they ordered him out of the car with his hands up and his legs spread. He was placed on the ground and restrained as he cried, begging for his wife. Says, I was scared and I felt death. To see them going and putting guns on him, all of this felt like a dream, said his wife. In the midst of the incident, the daughter and grandmother caught back up with the Donahues traveling a second vehicle. They placed yet another call to 911. An audio recording shows that hysterics were abundant. And, you know, it's just another police failure, and no one will ever be held responsible for this. This family was terrorized by the cops when they were just trying to get some help. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Why?